Welcome back to Cool Science Radio. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, here with John Wells. Our next guest is Jake Merrill. He is a local Utah boy whose entrepreneurial push and his PhD in mechanical engineering has led him to be founder, inventor, and CEO of XO Nano. The focus of XO Nano is smart foam. Now, we use foam for tons of applications, from helmets to pillows, insulation, thermal conduction, footbeds. But what is smart foam? Well, Jake Merrill joins us now to talk about this new technology that performs with the help of smart sensors. He joins us by phone from Orem, where XO Nano is based. And Jake Merrill, thanks for joining us on Cool Science Radio.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Well, I found myself trying to explain what smart foam is and what makes it smart. And I come up short a little bit. And I think it's because you can use smart foam for so many different applications. But tell us the basics of your invention.
Yeah. So really what happens is we take standard foam and then we add additives to that foam to give it the characteristics that we want. So with smart foam, we want to be able to measure impacts and pressure. We accomplish that by putting in particles that generate a voltage or generate conductance through the foam. So, for example, when you want to measure an impact, we put particles in the foam that when those particles rub against the foam itself, so internally at a microscopic level, it creates a voltage. And that voltage can be measured, and that measurement of that voltage can give you an indicator of how hard that foam was impacted.
Okay.
And then, so it just basically makes it so that it will generate electricity every time it's hit.
And then with that data that's gathered, you can make adjustments to the way the foam is working or performing. There's a picture of you kneeled down next to a BYU football player with a helmet on. And of course, we're talking about measuring concussion impact. Could you just go into that a little bit?
Yeah. So when we use it as a sensor in a football helmet, we're just replacing a portion of the foam that's in that football helmet with our smart foam. And then we measure those impacts and we determine if that impact is to a level in which it will cause a concussion for the user. And so we did quite a bit of research. I actually wrote a paper and published a paper that describes how we use that foam in a football helmet to determine the impact location and the severity of the impact. So right now, without any sensors in a football helmet, they go to the sidelines and they talk to their coach or their trainer, and they try to determine if they've had a concussion. Well, you know, any players, even if they've had a concussion, they're like, oh, let me go back in, coach. So what we're trying to do is make it so that you can quantify those impacts and determine when there's an impact that could possibly create a concussion. And if there is that level, then they can go through additional screening. If it's below that and they're feeling well, then they can go back out on the field. So we're just trying to quantify those impacts in the football helmet without changing how the football helmet functions.
Jake, I wanted to ask you about automobile seats. Here in Park City, it gets pretty cold in the winter and gets a little warm in the summertime. Be great if there was a way to be able to change the charge or the properties so that in the wintertime it would be taking cold out of your body and moving that through the material. And in the summertime, it would be taking the heat out of it and effectively making you feel more cool. Are you able to apply different charges to be able to get the two different results?
Yeah. So what we do, so foam inherently is an insulator. In homes, a lot of the time you put foam in the walls to make it so that the heat won't transfer through. And so foam in your seat of your car is a very good insulator. And so, like you said, in the summer it's very hot and it'll get you too hot right there. In winter, it's very cold and you want to heat it up, but it takes a long time to heat up. So what you do is when we add a certain amount of our particles to the foam, we actually make it so it's higher thermal conductivity, and then it allows the seat warmer to warm you up quicker. And it makes it so that the cooling system So that your car, as soon as it's cool, it's wicking that heat away from you and putting it into the colder portions of the car. So it's a temperature regulating mechanism by increasing the thermal conductivity of the foam.
And is that demonstrably different, or is it just very, very subtle in what that does compared to a foam that is not smart?
So, yeah, let me give you an example. So one of the automotive companies that we're working with has done some testing, and they show that they can heat up the seat in the winter 50% faster. So it'll take half as long to get that seat to a comfortable temperature with our foam in the system versus a standard foam.
Well, that's demonstrable.
Yeah, it makes a big difference to it.
Oh, yeah. This morning was 10 degrees here in Park City, and you know, my seat heaters don't work until about 30 seconds before I get to the radio station, and then I don't want to leave the car because finally, they're warm. And so this thermal regulating is also sort of a new technology that you are going into other areas with. So Exo Nano is all about the smartphone, but now you've got a new division that you're launching pretty soon, I believe, called Exo Comfort. And this has to do with beds and pillows, cooling for pillows. Tell us about that.
So we've signed a contract with, I can't say it quite yet because they haven't launched, but a major bed manufacturer in the U.S., and it's going to be used in the bed to make it more comfortable. So you stay the same temperature all night long, because right now when you get in a bed, it's cold at the very beginning, and then it gets hot, and by the middle of the night, at least myself, I have to take off all the covers, and I'm dying. This foam will make it more consistent temperature throughout the night. But we're also taking that exact same technology, and we're putting it into pillows. So we have they're actually available right now. We launched them 2 weeks ago. They're called the Exo Comfort Cooling Pillow, and it's a thermal regulating pillow, so you can stay the same temperature. When you jump in bed, it'll stay the same temperature the whole night through, so you don't have to flip your pillow halfway through the night. It's a great pillow. We've received raving reviews on it thus far. And it's starting to move pretty quickly off the shelf. So we're really excited about that technology.
Yeah. Well, Jake, you're a young guy, so you may not identify with this. But I know some menopausal women with some serious hot flashes that are going to be, you know, breaking down your door to get those pillows and beds and things.
We hope so.
So aside from some of this new technology, what is your base technology? You know, we've talked about helmets, we've talked about seat thermal conductivity. What else is big in your market?
Yeah, so we have a couple clients. So our main focus is making the smart foam, and we are making this thermally conductive foam just because it's a derivative technology. But our real passion is the smart foam, the sensing foam, and we have several clients that are working towards using this in various applications, and some that are already using it in some really cool applications. So, for example, one of our clients, it's called 2020 Armor. They make a Taekwondo vest that can sense how hard and how frequently it's impacted. And the reason why they're doing this is that two of the founders are black belt Taekwondo competitors, and they've played in the Olympics and all that. And right now in the Olympics, what they do is they have a conductive sock, and then they have a vest that can detect when that conductive sock comes in contact with the vest. And it's altered the way in which the sport is scored and played. So back in the day, there was a lot more packs, and it was a lot more entertaining to watch. But with this new scoring system, all it is based upon touch. So the competitors are just kind of jabbing softly with their feet, and that's not very appealing to watch and not very entertaining to watch. And so what they've done is they've moved toward measuring it with our foam. So they make the entire vest made out of our foam now, and they can determine the magnitude, so how hard they were hit, and how often they were hit. And so now it's bringing it back to what what the sport used to be like, and now they can actually quantify and score the matches in a way that is good for the sport. So that's one of the cool applications that we have going right now. But we have multiple others that are in the process of being developed out to a commercial product. And yeah, there's a lot of fun stuff that is coming out, coming down the pipeline.
So you have the smart foam, and you've come out with your own products. We talked about the pillows and, you know, various products. But then there's also what I might call the OEM play, which is somebody that would take the basic technology and apply it to their own product, to their own application. Since you've come out with a smart foam, what has most surprised you from some of the opportunities out there as far as applications? What has surprised you for the use, one of the uses for this foam?
I mean, the Taekwondo vest kind of surprised me at first, but really one of the most surprising ones is measuring foot strike patterns. So we can put the foam in a shoe and measure how you're walking. And to the lay person, to anybody out there, that doesn't seem like it's something that's really cool or pertinent or good for much of anything. But when you know how someone's walking, you can diagnose a lot of potential diseases. You can
put them in the right shoe.
Yeah, you can put them in the right shoe. I mean, there's a lot of different things you can do. But for example, by how you walk, you can determine if someone has early onset Alzheimer's, if they have dementia,
wow,
if they've been concussed, if they're drunk. Obviously, you can tell from that kind of stuff. But the U.S. Army is actually using this insole, and they want to be able to determine or predict before someone has an injury. So by watching your gait pattern and determining when that gait is starting to degrade, you can predict injury. And we're working with them to develop an insole for the soldiers to prevent injury while they're training.
Wow. Keep your eye on XO Nano. Our guest is Jake Merrill. He's the founder, inventor, and CEO. XO Nano is based in Orem, right here in Utah. Jake, thanks so much for joining us on Cool Science Radio. Great to talk to you.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate the time.
All right. Take
care. Thanks, Jake.